This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I pray you're well, and it is Sunday. Sunday is dua day, learning a few new dua supplications to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with and reap the great benefits from, inshallah. But first, a verse. First, the verse of the night. Regarding guardian angels, many people may or may not know this. Muslims believe in guardian angels. We don't believe they are the souls of the righteous that return to this world to protect their loved ones or relatives. We believe that guardian angels are the angels of Allah that were created the first time around, created from light and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect those he desires, wishes to protect. They're mentioned in Surah Al-Ra'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That the human being, man, has been given by God مُعَقِّبَات, those that come to him around the clock, in succession. They take shifts, مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ, in front of him and behind him. Like there are bodyguards, entourage. In front of him and behind him, يَحْفَظُونَهُ, guarding him, safeguarding him, مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, from the affairs of Allah. Meaning, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, whatever Allah had written for you to be protected from, they will get between it and you. It will never touch you by virtue or through these angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to guard you. And there are many ways to invite these angels into our life in many different ways. So for example, Ayatul Kursi, reciting Ayatul Kursi when we lay down to sleep. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomever recites Ayatul Kursi as they lay down to sleep, Ayatul Kursi is 255 from Surah Al-Baqarah, the greatest surah of the Quran. Whomever recites it when they go to their beds, فَلَا يَزَالُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ حَتَّى تُصْبِحُ. They will never cease to be a guardian from Allah, a guardian angel from Allah standing over you until the morning. وَلَا يَقْرَبُكَ شَيْطَانٌ, and no shaitan will ever come near you. And so the concept of there being guardian angels in front of you and behind you speaks to the fact that Allah wishes for you to be protected, and it speaks to the fact that danger can come from any direction. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught you to invite these angels into your presence to guard you when you're sleeping reminds us of the fact that there are so many points of vulnerability for the human being, so we should take these awrad seriously. In fact, the dua of today is a dua we should make every morning and evening. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about it, which is to say, بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. And I'll translate that in a minute, but he said that no harm will come to you if you are of those that recite this. In fact, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, in a beautiful story about him, he said he was traveling once on a journey and he found himself awakening to this thing of a scorpion. He was stung by a scorpion and he tried to remedy himself, and then he tried to retrace his steps on how this could happen. And as he reflected, he realized that he was distracted the previous evening from making this dhikr that he always makes, which offers him that guard, that safeguard against poisonous creatures and against being struck from a point of vulnerability. And so the dua is Bismillahi Ladhi, which means in the name of Allah, meaning in the name of Allah I am seeking protection. In the name of Allah, Alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay', the one who does not allow for harm to coexist alongside his name, fil ardi wala fis sama', on earth or in the skies, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, and he is the hearer of all, the knower of all. And so say this three times in the morning, three times in the evening, and say it with a present mind. That's why I try to, I guess, split up the dua so that you hear it in English, so you know each part of it, what it means. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. In the name of Allah, meaning I am seeking protection in the name of Allah, alladhi, the one, la yadurru, who does not harm or allow for harm, ma'a ismihi shay', anything, allow anything to harm alongside his name, ma'a ismihi shay', fil ardi, in the earth, wala fis sama', nor in the skies, wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And so there are certainly guardian angels. The Quran makes that explicitly clear, but places it in our hands to, on some level or to a certain extent, how many of them we are supplied with, how many we are afforded. So teach these adhkar to your children and make yourself a student of these invocations yourself before anyone else. May Allah protect us from the evils that we see and we don't see, whether they be poisonous creatures, whether they be viruses, whether they be the shayateen. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah khayran, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.